We're talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, latest cattle on feed numbers are out from USDA. Why don't you run down the numbers for us first of all?
You bet. The August cattle on feed report showed placements in the month of July at 97.9% of last year. Marketings in July were 106.9% of last year, and that gives us an on-feed total for August 1 of 100.2% of last year.
So a lot of folks were expecting placements to be maybe flat to slightly up, but 2% under a year ago. That's pretty significant.
That should be a friendly number in this report. There was a number of expectations, you know, yeah, like you say, at or a little bit higher. As I look at the list, I only see maybe one out of all the analysts that were surveyed that had a placement number lower than this actual number. So should be viewed as at least slightly friendly.
As far as you know, the idea that we're continue to be pretty aggressive on marketing as well as the numbers on placements coming down. What does that tell you about where we are as we go into the fall?
Well, I think, you know, again, we're in pretty good shape. We're, you know, relatively current. We had some concerns earlier in the year that we had a lot of cattle to work through, and I think for the most part we have. You know, certainly the on-feed total would suggest that the marketing's number was 106.9%, which was very close to the expected number. But again, you have to recognize that July 2019 had one more business day compared to a year ago. So that takes out about 5% to make it a year-over-year comparison. But even if you do that, it still means that marketings were up 1% to 2% relative to that smaller placement number. That's very, very bullish.
When you start looking at these numbers, you have to obviously factor in what's going on in western Kansas, the fallout from the Tyson plant going offline for an unknown amount of time. How does that particular piece of news, how does that factor into all these numbers?
Well, you know, I don't know that it changes things. The fire situation obviously has caused tremendous turmoil here initially. I think we're already seeing exactly what we would expect in terms of the reaction that gets us started fixing the problem, if you will, getting back into equilibrium. From last week to this week, there are indications that we're beginning to move in that way. You know, the on-feed numbers, I mean, they do mean that we've got plenty of cattle on feed. We're going to continue with plenty of cattle to deal with. The placement numbers being down, that will help eventually. And actually, those placements were down the most in the lightweight categories and up somewhat in the heavier weight categories. So there's still going to be plenty of cattle for the coming months. But, you know, it's we're working through this, and I think we'll see this market really rebound from the shock waves of losing the plant here in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Is at this point, it just seems like that the packers, the plants that are still available, they've worked for it a little bit longer. They maybe have extended Saturday kills. It seems like we're kind of responding to that hole that the Holcomb plant left.
Oh yeah, and that's exactly what needs to happen. You know, again, the market reaction was very, you know, very big. Fed cattle prices dropped, boxed beef prices went up, both of those things, and it does give packers a substantially stronger margin here in the short run. That's the kinds of incentives then that encourage them to go through whatever steps they have to do and whatever additional costs they have to incur to do that. And it does look like we're still operating off of estimated slaughter numbers for last week, which was the first week after the fire, but it does look like by Saturday of last week we put together a fairly strong Saturday kill, which will help make up for the reduction of that plant's capacity through the week. And so, you know, it probably won't fully offset it, or it may not fully offset it, but it's going to come closer, and we'll get even closer in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
On the placement side, 2% under a year ago, what does that tell you about where are the cattle right now? Are they just guys have decided to stay on pasture a little longer?
I think so. You know, forage conditions have been awfully good this summer, so I think these cattle, some of the summer cattle, you know, be it kind of the double stock cattle, if you want to call it that, that would be typical in, say, the Flint Hills of Kansas. Some of those cattle have stayed out longer. In fact, some of those pastures actually got off to a relatively slow start, but then they've been very good through the summer. So some of those cattle are still out there. In other cases, you know, cattle are just staying out in the country a little bit better. And that was particularly true when we saw some run up in corn prices. They've backed off a little bit. We still have a lot of uncertainty about that corn market, but I think that's another encouragement for these cattle to stay out and take advantage of relatively good forage conditions.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of Oklahoma State University talking with us about the latest cattle on feed numbers. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.